All right, the brought to you by Hemptopia. Going to introduce you to the youngest teacher in America. Shania Muhammad comes from a family of smart kids.
Mm-hmm.
Her older siblings started studying for the ACT in the eighth grade. Her sister graduated high school at 16.
Okay.
Her parents realized she could handle college-level work at 13.
Mm.
Led her to graduating college at 15 and being offered a teaching job. She now teaches third grade.
The school owner reached out to me. She said, you know, we would love to have your daughter here. We have a summer camp. At the time, I was 15 years old. And I was like, they want me to actually, like, teach, like, an actual lead position. And I was like, well, let's wait till I could drive to work. So I want to wait till I'm 16. And so that August, that's when I started teaching. Being in class, like, the energy is real nice. I love to keep my class out of their seats. All of our activities really include getting up out of your seat, working in partners, going into a group, presenting, like debating. Like, we always find ways to get up out of our seat. And I want to show people that you don't have to wait on nothing. Whatever you don't have, create it.
Whatever you don't have, create it.
You know, I have mixed feelings about kids who are graduating college at 15. Because they're missing out on the experience.
Right.
We're thrusting them into adulthood too soon.
I absolutely think
we need to let them
the case too.
We need to let them enjoy, experience.
You're only a kid once. You
thirsty
don't get that
Thursday.
Back. Thirsty Thursday. Wait, you're talking about the Thirsty Thursday college experiences.
Thirsty.
I'm just talking about being a child a little bit longer.
Streaking campus,
that
born
we're not
to run.
There yet. She's only 16. We're
again,
not,
right?
Yes.
Had she gone through and had a college experience, then maybe she could have also
at like 19, 20, 21.
You wake up in a dorm room and you're like, "This ain't my dorm room." whose dorm room is this?
I'm sitting here thinking, let's just let her be 15, 16, be a child. And you're like, oh, she's going to miss out on waking up in a dorm room, not knowing where she's at.
Or trying to sneak off the girls' dorm floor without getting detected.
Okay.
You know, I mean, these are all things.
Experiences that you think she should have.
That poor girl.
That poor girl who's teaching and making money at 16.
I was making money at 16.
In different ways.
in different ways.
Feel good for her, though. Good for her.
Right.
I mean, she seems happy with it.
And that's the most important thing.
That is exactly the most important thing. She is on the right track. She is going to be successful for the rest of her life.
But don't you think at some point down the road,
I don't think she's going to miss that part.
She will go. She'll see some people who are her age and experiencing all of that and going, oh, wow.
Oh. I didn't have a college experience like
that. Or maybe she'll have kind of a midlife crisis before she even hits 20.
Maybe. She's going to have a midlife crisis at 19.
Okay.
And she's going to be sitting there with her coffee going, where'd my life go?
All right.
Sorry, this is a feel good. She's amazing.
That's my bad.
Third grade at 16.
That's my bad.
Okay. Thank you. We're trampling all over my feel good.
That's my bad.
It's brought to you by Hemptopia.